With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. For more than 3 months, Iranian-backed Houthis have been attacking ships on the Red Sea. And now the United States and Britain have fought back. They carried out bombing strikes, hitting over 60 targets at 16 sites in Yemen. Defense Minister Richard Marles says Australia was one of the supporting allies.
This action was supported by four other nations: Canada, Bahrain, the Netherlands, and Australia. Australia's support of these actions came in the form of personnel in the operational headquarters.
All six crew members survived when their U.S. Navy helicopter crashed into San Diego Bay during a training exercise yesterday. The military says it's not aware of any critical or life-threatening injuries. Also at SRNnews.com, winter has its grip on much of the country. Brian Jackson at the National Weather Service says another storm continues to pound the nation's midsection with snow.
An additional 8 to 12 inches in eastern Iowa, and then 12 to 18 inches over a good portion of southern, central, northeastern Wisconsin. And then much of Michigan will also get 12 to 20 inches of snow over the
At the UN's top court at The Hague, Israel is insisting that its war in Gaza is a legitimate defense of its people. Israel is defending itself against South African accusations that it's committing genocide against Palestinians. Instead, it says it is Hamas militants who are guilty of genocide. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will audit Boeing's aircraft production and increase oversight of the company after a panel fell off a jetliner in mid-flight last week. Stock futures are headed lower this morning. This is SRN News. Poll after poll indicates that America is in serious moral decline, but one Christian researcher says there's an opportunity for a turnaround.
That's the beauty of crises. That's a gift from God to give us the opportunity to question who we are, what we think, what we're doing, how we're living, what we're trying to do.
Dr. George Barna runs the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University.
If we're going to turn the whole enterprise around and get a larger share of the population to embrace a biblical worldview, number one, recognize it's not going to happen overnight. Number two, recognize the sooner we start, the sooner we can turn it around. Number three, recognize it's got to happen based on the commitment of parents to investing in that process with their children.
Barna's new book is called Raising Spiritual Champions. He says the next generation is the key to America's future. This is SRN News. It appears that warning signs were missed in the Maine mass shooting case late last year.
Army reservist Sean Hodgson was best friends for almost 20 years with the man who fatally shot 18 people in Maine in October. 6 weeks before the mass shooting, Hodgson sent a text to their Army supervisor about Robert Card, which read, quote, "I believe he's going to snap and do a mass shooting." Stephanie Sherman is an attorney who represents families of the victims.
There was a whole batch of problems that they quickly could have gotten an order to confiscate the guns.
Card killed 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar in Lewiston before killing himself. I'm Shelley Adler.
Nearly a dozen new Bitcoin funds began trading in U.S. markets for the first time. This happened yesterday, providing increased access to the cryptocurrency for everyday investors. More details at SRNnews.com.